First strength, then peace, Netanyahu says U.S.-Israel strikes on Iran roar like thunder, shifted Middle East. By Joshua Klein on July 8, 2025. These are momentous times, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday following a private meeting with House Speaker Mike Johnson. RLA, hailing joint U.S.-Israeli military action under President Donald Trump's doctrine of peace through strength for reshaping the Middle East and causing what he called a great change in our region that could pave the way for peace. Speaking to reporters in Washington, Netanyahu said the recent 12-day confrontation with Iran marked a dramatic turning point in regional dynamics. He emphasized that strength must precede diplomacy, stating, "The president and I believe in a doctrine called peace through strength. First comes strength, then comes the peace." He praised Trump's leadership, calling his decision to strike Iran resolute and essential in confronting regimes that seek to destroy Israel and threaten the peace of the world. Netanyahu highlighted the deepening military cooperation between the two allies, applauding American pilots who carried out the high-risk bombing runs. The remarkable American B-2 pilots showed remarkable perseverance, persistence, and power, he said. The soldiers of Israel fought like lions, our pilots struck like lightning, and our common alliance roared like thunder. The Israeli premier called the joint strikes a game-changer for the region, saying new opportunities for peace were now emerging as a result. Regarding the ongoing war in Gaza, reportedly on the verge of a ceasefire and hostage deal, Netanyahu was clear that Israel's objectives remain unchanged. "We still have to finish the job in Gaza," he said, vowing to release all our hostages, eliminate and destroy Hamas's military and governance capabilities. He added that those steps are absolutely necessary. "Gaza must have a different future, for our sake, for everyone's sake. And no country will settle for less. We certainly will not." Netanyahu noted that all of these matters had already been discussed in detail with Trump and hinted that further discussions were likely before the end of his visit, with the prime minister meeting with the president and vice president again on Tuesday evening. He praised the strength of the current U.S.-Israel relationship, calling it unprecedented. "The coordination between our two countries, the coordination between an American president and an Israeli prime minister, has been unmatched," he said, calling it a great promise for Israel, for America, for our region, and for the world. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.